You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Okay. All right, we are live. Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of Chairgate, and I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from the Snake Pit here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joined by my co-host, Dakota. What up, Dakota?
What up, baby? Welcome to have you back, dude. Sorry, guys, I just got off the course. I was slapping balls, dropping holes, and seeking out some birdies. There were no birdies found. Well, what's up, dude? I'm glad to have you back. I held it down for the A-Town last week. We went to Bristol, and it did not disappoint. I can't wait to break this down with you. And you had a long weekend. You did some recon in Houston, Texas, the Big T.
Why do you put that in quotes? That like
because I started – because in my head I started to say Austin, and I was like, wait, oh, shit, he went to Houston.
I went to both, actually, to be fair.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Let's get this thing going, dude.
Let's do it.
What's up? It's Chairgate and coming at you live.
Hello, come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
Oh, boys back in town. The boys back in town. Don't you dare post that Cooper's comment.
What?
You'll see. God damn it. I said Go Vols. Football's over, dude. Football's been over.
I think he's talking about basketball. Are they playing right now?
Basket what? What? No, look. I respect March Madness.
They're about to start playing.
And I get it. I get it. But, like, it's like the Arca series to me. That's what March Madness is. Arca series and March Madness are in the same category. I forget they exist. And I don't know they exist. And I know nothing about them.
I just want to go out on a limb right now and say that Dakota does not speak for the Chairgating podcast about this at all. The fact that he just compared March Madness to the Arca series is insulting, not only to myself, but I think America and all of our forefathers who helped build this great nation. So I apologize on behalf of what Dakota said. He said a lot of edgy things on the show before, but I think I got to draw a line here.
I'm sorry. I know. Go Cougs. That's all I got to say. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs, baby.
All right, where they're doing good still, right?
Yeah, we play tomorrow. Hopefully, we don't have to deal with too many injuries. We have a pretty major injury right now. So,
oh God, but what are your star players or something?
One of them. Yep. But what up, brother? Bro just said March Madness and Arca series are the same. Yeah, I'm sorry, Cooper. Like I said, I know he says some offensive.
I'm
things.
A little lit right now, by the way.
Dude's officer soccer. Yeah. I called him out on it. All right, I want
you know
half of the podcast is
a buddy of ours, Travis. He was like, Auburn's SEC champions. And I was like, dude, SEC championship was like last December, bro. He's in another group chat I'm in with some fellow NASCAR friends. He posted that and like Auburn won the SEC championship. And I was like, dude, Alabama won that like last December, bro. I said, football's been over for a while. You might want to sober up.
Watching 32 Ty Dillons race each other at Texas.
Thank you, Bull. Who gives a flying fuck?
Bad take. Look, right. I haven't kept up with the NBA in a very long time.
Tyrone Johnson takes the ball down. He shoots the three.
I haven't watched NBA.
Dontavious Jackson, he's gonna shoot too.
College basketball is where it's at, dude. Everything you just said sounds like college football, by the way.
Name their six starters.
What?
Name the Cougs' six starters on the basketball team.
Cheed.
You are not looking it up. Put your hands down.
I can't name our whole fucking roster.
I love fucking March Madness.
I can't name the whole roster for football.
I was about to say, I bet you could name the football starting lineup.
Oh, hell no, dude. I can't even name the whole field in NASCAR. I don't know shit.
Oh, well, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
That's probably not
my ignorant sports fan. I would say I think you know the football team.
Yeah, I know the whole field, but I want to downplay the.
Ooh, speaking of Joseph's comment right there, do you remember last year when Denny was trying to create that bracket thing? Are the Vols Auburn won the SEC tourney? Yeah, both are irrelevant, to be honest. That's not football.
Are y'all's brackets? Yeah. Now yeah, you're
no.
Missing.
Remember? Okay, that Ask reminds me. Reminds me that this is a NASCAR podcast. And that, remember last year, Denny was like, the bracket challenge.
Yeah, right.
Do you think they do that again this year?
Yeah, but...
Do you think NASCAR envelops some sort of like, hey, there was a lot of following? I think they couldn't with the numbers. There was like 250,000 people subscribed to Dirty Mode.
Okay, and so can you acknowledge that the hype for that was created purely based on
Denny
Hamlin? March Madness?
No, I said I respect March Madness. I get it. I just don't know nothing about it. Like, on my radar, it's irrelevant. Like, I forget it exists. I said I tried watching. I was like, oh, this sucks. This is stupid.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Let me back up. When do the Cougs play next?
We play tomorrow.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, when the Cougs start, send me a text and remind me, and I will try to watch and pull for the Cougs.
All right.
And I will try to understand what's going on.
Watch that be like we just get knocked out. Like,
oh my god, dude! I'm so sorry. I watched.
I might stop the podcast. Might have to cancel the whole.
I apologize. Okay, Georgia's not in it, right? They suck at basketball, right?
Yeah, I don't think y'all are in it.
I don't think they are either. Are Vols in it, Cooper? Are Vols in it?
Yeah, they are.
All right. Hey, remind me when the Vols play, and I'll tune in and watch the Vols and root for them.
The Vols, they're playing in like 20 minutes or 15 minutes.
Well, I'll pull it up on my phone then, and I'll demonstrate live how much I care about basketball.
Well, we can both cheer against the Vols. That'd be funny.
That would be fun.
The only thing that I need from the Vols, though, is I do have them going kind of deep in the bracket, so this will kill my bracket, but it would be funny to see the Vols just crash and burn right away.
What else would be new with a fucking Vols team? What up, Nick, baby? God, Nick, I wish you were coming to Dago because I think this year's going to top last year's. This would be the one.
This is going to be the Dago.
And now that
you're
a seasoned vet, you could come back total.
Yeah, total. This Dago's going to be nuts, man. We have, the crew's huge. What do we have? Probably like 40 dudes going.
And I still have people asking for tickets.
Yeah, we got the bus showing up.
The goddamn brakes.
I don't want to like jump the gun, but we're probably going to have Starlink Wi-Fi set up, like high speed internet. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah. I'm starting to swell up thinking about it.
Yeah. It's going to be wild, dude.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, after the show, I got to talk to you about stuff. Bristol never rub it up, but have y'all rub it up? Never in my life. I ain't rub it up since I was like 19 years old, dude. Since my car was 19 years old, dude.
Should we talk about Bristol?
Yeah, I think we should jump into NASCAR. That's enough SEC basketball. go Cougs. Bro, man, I know you were doing recon in Texas, the Big T, back in the homeland.
What was that?
That was Texas. but, dude, the fucking race, you got to show up for the end of it. We'll get there.
Will there be Sweetwater kegs? Yeah, Dakota, didn't you already pick up the kegs?
I was supposed to pick them up today, but I ended up working. Actually, I should go pick them up tomorrow. I'm on that.
Okay. Yeah, let's make sure that we get those kegs.
No, we're getting them.
Kegs, Nick.
I ended up having a super long week, and like I've been working some hella hours this week, and like picking up kegs was the last thing in my mind.
Fair.
So
yeah, dude. I know
we're gonna have
kegs. Getting drunk.
Why does it matter, Nick? Are you coming? If we have kegs, you better be fucking coming.
Dakota got called out for getting drunk on the golf course instead of picking up the damn kegs.
I didn't get home till 4:30. And then I ran to the
hey, Rockies. I don't care, man. I would do the same thing.
Fuck, I totally forgot about the Cakes. Anyway, Sweetwater is going to be there. I'm going to Dover. Okay, Dover or Dega, because what? That's not how you spell Dega.
Yeah, just because they both start with D doesn't mean that it's equivalent.
But anyway, anyways. Fucking Bristol race. We had a Bristol race.
Yep.
You showed up traveling a cross-country fucking voyage. You showed up at the crib late because you came and you wanted to drink beers with your boy Sunday night. You didn't want to stop because you were tired. St. Patty's Day.
It was on St. Patty's.
Rattlesnake goes so hard, he drove all the way out to my house to drink beers with me on St. Patty's Day. That's how you know you got a real one. And
my wife started a Wives Against Dega group on Facebook. Damn, RIP, Nick. RIP.
I have one solution for you, brother. My brother in Christ. I have a big solution for you. I have a book if you want to read it.
You don't own a book.
I own several books.
you've read them all.
Dale Jr. Driver, the number 8.
I did see that actually out on at your house. I was so, like, kind of sick.
We went to Bristol, bro. And I don't even know where we start with like practice or qualifying or the race, but I think these boys knew they were in trouble starting with practice. They were like, "Yo, ho, hey, this is like the car's good, the car's bad, the car's good, the car's bad. The tire's wearing." And everybody was like, "Yeah, we'll be fine. We're gonna qualify." And then everybody on their second lap in qualifying was like, "Dude, I can't fucking steer this thing. Like my second lap is dog shit." And crew chiefs were like, "No, you're good. You're good. We're gonna go to the final round." There was a couple upsets and a couple like, yo, that car that was really good in practice is starting last. Ross Chastain qualified like 40th, and he was a good car.
Yeah.
Like, he was good. Another thing to bank on is Toyota is here. Toyota by Joe Gibbs has arrived, and I think they have got a stranglehold on the short track package. Phoenix was like a little, okay, let's see where we go when we go to Bristol, and Gibbs was like, fucking drop off the top rope, drop the elbow on the short track package. And all I got to say is when we go to Martinsville, Richmond, I ain't betting up with Gibbs cars.
Okay, but what if we don't have the tire issue?
I'm getting to the tire issue.
I'm just saying that you don't you think you're willing to like bet everything on Gibbs for short tracks.
Okay.
But with we this race, Phoenix, man, Bristol, I don't know.
And Gibbs 2 weeks in a row put a stranglehold on the field.
Okay.
Now, let's back up. We went live at Bristol. Ryan Blaney on the pole, Ford. We outside pole, Barry, Ford. The four car has resurged, Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
The four car is not dead yet. I was ready to write him off. I told Coop I was ready to bury Barry with a hatchet. And AD for not crashing. Wow, dude. Those are fighting words, okay? But I was ready to bury Barry with a hatchet, and little do we know, he qualifies on the front row. The start of the race, the first 20 laps, Blaney looked like he was like, "Barry, stop. I'm trying to lead." And Barry was like, "Get the fuck out of my way." When you watched the start, did you see that?
Yeah.
Barry was like, "Oh, I'm going for blood, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going for blood."
He wasn't
playing
around.
Blaney was like, "Dude, stop. Give me the lead.
We're
like,
teammates.
Stop." Yeah, we're Ford bros. And Barry was like, "Ah!" And I love that, dude. I loved seeing that. And Barry was out for blood. And when the four car led the laps, I fucking texted Coop in the group chat and I said, "Coop, I'm sorry. I apologize. Barry's out here proving me wrong." The week I said I'm done with Barry, Barry goes out and takes the fucking lead.
Wait, why are you apologizing to Coop?
Because me and Coop, I know you've been behind in the group chat, but me and Coop on like Thursday or Friday, I said, "Fuck Barry. Fuck him. He's a disgrace to the four car. He can go to hell."
The Harry Potter meme.
I said, "I'm so sad. Did you put your name in the goblet of fire?" I said,
I was thinking of how dare you stand where he stood.
How dare you stand where he stood? And, okay, sorry. And Barry was been nothing but a disappointment all year. Then he qualifies up front, fast in practice, takes the lead from Blaney, and I'm like, wow, dude, I'm about to eat crow. However, little did we know in those first 50 laps.
But is Coop like a Barry fan?
No, Coop stuck with the four car. He's a 83 Josh Berry fan. He was a Kevin fan, and he said, "I'm staying with four car. I hung my four car up on the shelf."
He was a Kevin fan?
Yeah, no, I give it to Coop. Him and Bailey are four fans. They're dead-ass four fans.
Bailey and Coop are four fans?
Yeah. I mean, get in the comments, y'all. They defend yourselves. They've been four fans.
Was it Bailey? I thought was an Austin Dillon fan.
No. Bailey was a Eric Almirola fan.
One of them was an RCR fan.
Do we need to go through and make sure that they don't have a laundry list? Coop was an OG Austin Dillon fan.
Yeah.
Austin Dillon was Austin Dillon-ing. Mm-hmm. And Coop said, well, I kind of like Kevin Harvick, too.
Here we go. Okay, all right, fine. Sure. He's a four
fan. Well, this was like 2020, 2021. And
Coop, I don't think it was even that long ago. Well, I haven't known.
I'll back up. These are Tennessee boys. These are Vols.
Okay. For right. Fans. That's what I'm saying. He lives very close to some of the other LTC guys. They jump around a lot. I just want to make sure I can keep
the list going. So I'll give it to them. They said they're going to ride with Barry. And, Kevin runs in my blood. I said, I'm not sticking with the four car. Four car will always have a place in my heart. But I got to look to open waters. Sonny D, they're just Sonny D fans.
They're just out here.
Hey, I'll give it. I don't know. You were probably behind a group chat. They had hot passes. They walked the garage and they met Josh Berry. That was pretty cool for them.
That is cool.
And they were wearing like Sonny D four stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool for them.
That is very cool.
Bros. They had a good time, it looked like. And anyways, we get to 50 laps in this first run, dude. And you see, like, Kyle Busch went from, like, 25th to 5th in, like, 50 laps. I was watching his number just, like, every lap going up the pylon. And I was like, dude, Kyle Busch is flying. Like, he's mowing the field. Ty Gibbs was, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is, like, and everybody was running the bottom. Bottom feeders, it literally looked like old Bristol. And I was like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. Oh, we'll talk about it in the episode. And 600 sharp. And I was like, wow, dude, some of these guys are flying through the field. And all of a sudden it was like ejectocito, because that you just hit like a pause button and they went flying back through the field just where they came. And like, it was like they were like half off the pace, like they had a right rear down or something. And I was literally like, what is going on? What the fuck? Like, they went mowing through the field, passing people, and then they just stopped. Like, I thought they were blowing up. But little do we know, the tires were cording out 35, 40 laps in immediately. And when they're under the cords, there's no grip. You might as well just pit. Like, the cars are done.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, I mean, I don't know. I think from what I've heard was a lot of the reasoning that there was no – that the rubber wasn't sticking to the track, because there was – it looked like after a full race that – it was just a brand new track, right? I've never seen Bristol look like that, where it's just marbling up at the top. There's
like it was lap 450 and it looked like lap one.
Right, yeah. And
like
apparently,
you could tell like the groove was never coming.
So they didn't use PJ1, right? They used resin.
They used resin. PJ1 was last year, and this year they're like, let's just do a little resin on the bottom. I mean, I can't physically, chemically tell you the difference, but there's two, one stickier than the other. I think I remember on Dell Jr., he said the PJ, they did the wet weather test a month or two back,
right?
And the PJ1 with the wet weather was way too slick. Like, even if you put PJ1 down and you wet the track, it was like ice. But if you put resin down and wet the track, it was like doable.
But resin was only in the lower line, even the top didn't rubber in, So from what I've been told, and I don't know how accurate this is just what I've been told, PJ1, I think it happened like last year or 2 years ago, a chemical that they have to use to formulate PJ1, they can't source any longer. It's gone. Apparently it took effect like last year, but they were trying to like be hush-hush about it because they were like, well, it's kind of still the same product. And then they kind of got called out, and I guess people were like, hey, what's going on? That's not sticky anymore. And they had to just like admit it and be like, yeah, we can't source this chemical.
Anyways.
Yeah. Like, so that's why it's not really working. So from what I've been told, everyone is trying to go away from it now because it just doesn't work like it's supposed to and doesn't work like it used to because they can't source this one chemical. I think it's like from Germany or something, and they just don't like manufacture it anymore.
And so you think that's fact or just like a rumor?
This is what I've heard from somebody that races. So okay. I don't know. He doesn't race in NASCAR, but he knows what he's talking about usually when it comes to racing stuff when I ask him questions. And this is what he told me, was that everyone's trying to get away from PJ1 because it's not working. They're trying to find alternative solutions to find sticks. So if that's true, that means that this could be a concern for the rest of the season.
Ooh. Well, I mean, how many tracks are they applying PJ1?
Well, so what I'm concerned about is that they know that the resin isn't working like the PJ1 used to. So they're going to try to overdo it with some like tire that just has no wear. That's my concern.
Okay. Like
they'll try to overcorrect.
Well, here's the thing I was getting to. We're only a quarter way of talking about this race and what's happened, but the tires weared like 30 to 50 laps per se. And like in between there, it was like Kevin Harvick said on the broadcast, you flip the switch, and when the tires are gone, you're done. You're done. Like, you need to pit, or you're going to spin out.
Right.
And it's like, okay, we've been wanting tire wear. We've been wanting horsepower tires out.
Yep.
Give me one or the other. I think this was a little aggressive. These tires weared very, very fast, which we don't – hey, bring these tires back to Bristol. Let these guys work on these cars. I think we might have something. But do we take the same tire to Martinsville? Do we take the same tire to Richmond? I think there's more to it than I'm talking about, but I think there's something to, hey, Goodyear can clearly just make a concoction and we can have a good tire. Like, we need it to wear within these laps, per se. And not saying we need to take, like, these tires to a mile and a half, like, goddamn. But it's like, there's something, there's a method to the madness of, hey, these tires weared extremely to a 10 out of 10. If we backed them up to a 7 out of 10, you might have the perfect race you've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know.
I think like they said on all these podcasts, was like, it was the perfect mistake. It was a happy accident.
Yeah,
like
that's a great way to put it.
They didn't mean for this to happen, but God, aren't we so glad it did? Look what it gave us. I haven't seen a Bristol like that in like 20 years. Like the last couple of Bristols, we've been like, oh wow, nobody could pass, aero push. That one guy had a good car. None of that was said. We were like, holy shit. Dude, with 80 to go, we had no idea who was going to win.
We were, I mean, probably for the last 50 laps, I think all four of us were on our feet in the living room.
Right.
Like, just right in front of the TV. It was so intense. It was such an intense race. It was so much fun. It was really entertaining. And, I mean, let's see. Let me pull up the Gluck poll. Have you looked at the Gluck poll?
I heard what Junior said on his podcast, what it was. Finally, I think. I think it was 88.
Interesting.
I think it was 88 and like 12 or something.
What are you doing on your phone?
Texting my wife.
I knew you would. I was like, are you looking up the poll? No, you're not.
No. I was texting my old lady about babies. Sorry. I apologize.
God damn it.
You damn them kids. This is more important.
All right. So 2024, it had 87%, which is good. Atlanta had 94.
Hey.
I don't disagree with those, actually.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't disagree with those.
How do you see – can you see last year's at all? Can you see the night race? What was the night
gotta
race?
It's got to be all track temp. It's been covered in dirt, so it didn't have the update tire.
Hey. You know what was really fucking great? None of us talked about how good the dirt race was or how bad the dirt race was.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hey, you know what was nice? None of us talked about how nobody could pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? No one was talking about any of that. People were talking about, holy shit, tire wear.
If I'm not mistaken, most lead changes in any short track in NASCAR history, something like that.
Oh, 54 lead changes. The record was 40. We beat it by 14. That was like on track green live passes. Like, you can't even make it up. And then he said, like, there was people say, like, you had to manage tires.
Right. So
the precedent at the beginning of this race is you had to, like, oh, shit, we figured out what we had in the first stage. Now we go to the second stage, and it's like, I don't want to lead. You lead. Fuck it. I got to run my own. Everybody was racing the track, and it was like, guys, you could tell guys were like, I'm going to push the envelope. I'm going to push the envelope. Yep. Actually, I'm going to push it a little more. And you saw guys like, hey, I'm fine chilling in eighth. I'm good, man. I'm trying to make it into this thing. And you saw guys,
Kyle Larson,
I think the middle of the race, Ty Gibbs gets a penalty. He goes to the back of the field, and they restart like in the second stage. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he goes from like 31st to 5th.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah,
like 30 laps. And he was like, I'm going to let this motherfucker hang out. And he went all the way to the front, and it was like, how fun was that to watch?
Yeah.
You saw some of these onboards on Twitter and Instagram where guys, it was like, they're playing Mario Kart, and they were just like passing the field. Kyle Larson passing people like they were standing still, and it was like, how fun was that?
Yeah. It's
different. Not saying I want this every week. We don't need this every week. We don't need this every Bristol, but there's something to build off and learn from to where – it was like, wow, we can build off this. We can maybe adjust the tires, maybe adjust the cars. But you give me just a little less of that, and I think we have a fucking 100% Bristol race.
You know what's crazy, too, is that's twice already this season. How many races have we had? Six?
That was the fifth race, I thought.
Well, with the Clash, but yeah.
I'm not counting Clash. That was the sixth race with the Clash.
Yeah, okay. So fifth, yeah, points race. Yeah. And you've already said, I don't want this every race, about two different great races. Atlanta, we were like, we don't need this every – it was great because it was its own thing. The three wide, the four wide, you know, that was great. And now we have Bristol, and it's like a totally different great type of race. And you're like, I don't need this every week. But we got two different crazy types of amazing racing back this close back to back.
You know, I'm looking at my ratings here. And I have
two great races in a long time just this year.
Is the rest of the season going to be the same?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
And hey, you know, literally,
oh, shit. Good. Hi, Cody. I didn't even notice that.
Chicka, yeah.
I'm the angel. He's the devil.
That is absolutely accurate. And I just came from the golf course straight to the podcast, straight to studio.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking at my ratings here, not necessarily your ratings because you didn't give me a Phoenix rating. And I'm looking at 8-1, 9-2, 8-2, a 6-0 for Phoenix, and a not. Oh, I'm not telling about my fucking Bristol pick yet. But all my ratings are 8s and 9s and 1-6. A Phoenix is Phoenix. But I'm saying all my ratings already are like fucking up there. You know how stingy we are with these ratings.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, we're already in the track. Hey, just like the meme, just like Kevin said in the fucking broadcast, you may have missed this, let them cook. The next gen, we just had to let this thing sizzle, fucking get to the right temperature, let it fucking roast a little bit, and the next gen may give us everything we fucking wanted. I don't know. Chase Elliott hasn't won in one yet. I'll mark my words after this weekend. But the next gen is starting to fucking deliver, bro.
Sorry, I'm trying to post on TikTok.
You're good, man. Do your thing. Let them cook. That's the moral of this story. That's what actually, when you post a Bristol clip with a thumbnail, let him cook Bristol. That's going to be the name. Dude, I literally watched this whole race and was like, why am I not there? I was texting Cody during the race, and I was like, God damn it, I should have drove up for this race.
Dude. Seriously.
I know. I was sitting there. I was like, I totally could have drove up for this race. I should have came up there. But, man, Bristol Spring Race is back on concrete. And did anyone in their fucking life miss dirt covering this track? Because I sure didn't. I also wondered if, like, maybe this track this time of year, we haven't raced on it in, like, 3 or 4 years in this atmosphere, spring cold to hot temperatures in the day. Maybe they were like, yo, what the fuck's happening? We don't know. Oh, yeah, it's usually covered in fucking dirt, dumbass. like, you know? Did Goodyear show up like, oh, shit, we thought this was a dirt race, bro.
Dude, everybody thought it was a dirt race.
I thought they were racing dirt this weekend, man. Well, and you know what I fucking love is Dalton Good buried this race 2 weeks ago saying, why do they race in March? It always rains in March. I can't believe they raced this race in March. And I don't know what, I wasn't there, but from all my buddies' fucking Snapchats, it was an amazing, beautiful weather weekend. The race looked fantastic, and the race went green to checkered with no weather implications. And what my problem is that when it rains, we all bury fucking NASCAR and throw a hatchet right in their skull about how they fucked up the weekend with weather.
True.
But when a race goes start to finish, nobody bats a fucking eye. Nobody says shit about good job, NASCAR. Good job getting that race in. When the weather's good, everybody's like, that's what we expect.
That's another thing that you've brought up multiple times.
But when it rains, we're all like, fuck you, NASCAR, and fuck your opinion.
You brought that up multiple times.
I think I should just run NASCAR, to be honest.
This year as well. Just the fact that I feel like the first couple years we did this podcast, people gave a shit for being always too negative. One redhead motherfucker. I turned into the leaf, bro.
Kevin left me out to hang, and I'm out in the fucking in between, dude. You know,
everybody accused us of always being too negative on NASCAR. But the fact is, for those couple of years, it was pretty bleak. And I think you, in particular, have done a great job this season calling out NASCAR for the shit they're doing right.
I'm trying.
You're doing great. Does the race Sunday give Bristol the shot in the arm it needs? Will it boost attendance for future races? NASCAR called the race so good. Yeah.
Okay. It's a great question. Good question with Andy. So during the race, it seemed like every yellow went a little like 10 laps too long. In hindsight, I'm kind of like, yo, I get it. They're playing this on the fly of like, what the fuck is going on with these tires? Goodyear, are you okay? Are we ready to go racing? So like, even a single car spin went 15 laps, and I was like, yo, like, let's go green. What are we doing? But I was also like, hey, like, they're doing this on the fly. Like, are we okay to go green?
They purposefully lengthened the cautions to limit run out of tires. Yeah.
At some point, that it's like, okay, where do I mentioned this in the comments on Fast Car Living. Shout out, boys. Can't wait to see you in Dega.
Shout out.
Hey, but at what point, this is what I brought up. I love how the race played out. But at what point did we go from we're trying to figure out what's going on with the tires to manipulating the race?
Yeah, the only reason, I mean, that's true, but the fact that it was on the fly, I think, changes things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they're trying to figure it out just like we were.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, like, what the fuck?
I don't really blame them too much. They're just like, what is going on? You know, they got Goodyear on the phone. They're like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, the tires are blowing up. They don't know if this is going to come out good. I think the best meme I saw Sunday, somebody tweeted, it was that meme of the superhero TV show on Amazon where the superhero is like, looks all nervous, and then people start applauding, and he starts smiling like all surprised. Yeah. Like, oh yeah. And it was like it was like NASCAR Goodyear when it turned out to be a good race. They're like, oh yeah,
that's what we meant to do.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah. Because I think I think they're genuinely surprised that this worked out. Like you said, Junior said it was like a happy accident. Okay. This could have went so bad so quickly.
So I don't know if you saw some of the like the tweets and comments during the race. Bubba said, why don't we red flag the race, fill a trailer full of Goodyear tires from Charlotte, and run them up here? And I was like, no. Like, no.
No.
That's a no. Like, everybody's dealing with the same shit. How about y'all see how – roll the dice and let's see how this thing finishes. That's kind of where I was. Kyle Larson was like, this isn't fun. You know, I don't ever want to do this again. Finishes fifth. And was like, what the fuck is going on? He seemed perplexed about the whole thing.
Okay, but I've been saying this for a long time, and I think it needs to be restated right now.
Preach. Let him cook.
It's not always a good thing if the drivers enjoy the race. If the driver gets out of the car and says they hated this, it usually is an indication that the fans fucking loved it. It's a weird sport. For that reason, I mean, do you think if you went to a rodeo and the cowboy gets off the bull and he was like, man, that fucking beat my ass up, people would be like, yeah, dude, because it was badass, right? I mean, if the drivers are getting out of the car every single Sunday and going like, man, I loved that, it's probably because it was like driving on the interstate in the fast lane and they're just cruising one after another. It's not always a good thing if the drivers are like, oh, it's great, you know?
Yeah, so that's what I noticed is that if the drivers are like, I didn't like that. Usually we're like, woo, a lot of the drivers don't like Atlanta. Yeah, Indy 08, I really was worried that there was a rumor that they were going to start throwing mandatory cautions. Hey, praise wrestling. There was a rumor, why doesn't NASCAR just throw a caution every 30 laps? And the second they started doing that, wow, change of picture mid-chair getting. for the first time in years, people had actually been inside.
Oh, yeah, he did. You're right. Oh, it's because he's – look, that was Twitter.
Oh, wow. Go, Nick. We love you, dude. Spread the love, dude. Yeah,
fucking, I love it.
Thank you, love Nick. You, bro. but they were talking about throwing mandatory cautions. And I was like, at the point they throw mandatory cautions, I'm out, bro. Like,
you know what right, you like, asked look, earlier?
At what point, in the sand.
At what point is it race manipulation? That would have been.
Yeah, because they're well, like, you know, NASCAR, it was working with Goodyear. And at the time, they're like, yo, what the fuck?
Right.
And then, you know, if they just start throwing cautions every 20 laps, I'm like, dude, this is that'll ruin this race. That race is going to become a 40 immediately.
Yep. And they let it play out.
Yeah. Hey,
NASCAR. And now it's sitting in Jeff Gluck's 87. And, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but I think I'm going to guess our ratings are right around there. So
while we're fucking licking the tip here, why don't we just jump right in our race ratings? I already have mine wrote down. I wrote it before the podcast.
I don't have mine. So I'm going to.
And while you're thinking about yours, I'm going to go ahead and tell you mine. And we'll just jump right into this. And then I guess we can go ahead and get on the back half of this bad boy and talk about a little bit of Austin.
Let's do it.
All right.
Austin. You said that just to annoy me, too.
With Bristol Spring Race being back. And you know what? I'm going to back up. I've been a big advocate of Bristol and Bristol Spring Race, let alone I didn't go. So, you know, pot called the kettle black is I think Bristol deserves two dates always. And people, you know what happens is the night race crowd is always like, good turnout. And then spring race comes and people are like, nobody's there. Look at the stands. They're right. Empty. There's 60,000 people there. What does Phoenix sell out? 50? Okay.
Right, yeah.
Enough. That's enough. So, anyways.
We Bristol always need two dates, though. I agree.
Bristol, I think, always deserves two.
Yeah.
Bristol, Daytona, Talladega is a given, I think. Martinsville is on the line. So, and I think Martinsville is going to come back. I think Martinsville is going to come back. So, With that, Bristol Spring. What up, Joe? Shout out, bro. Always two dates to Bristol. Look at this boy, dude.
Amen.
All right. So, anyways, I'm going to throw Bristol. I think this is appropriate. I would bet it in the middle. And I wrote this down before you even joined on while I was sitting here sipping the end of my last beer. I gave her a 9.0.
Okay.
I thought that was fair. 9.0. That is my second race in the nines of this season. We're only five races in.
Okay. 9.0.
Mm-hmm.
Bristol could sell more tickets if hotels didn't charge insane numbers of race dates. Yeah.
You got to imagine, I think Bristol is like 20% local crowd and like 80% people traveling there.
And also, I just hate
There's only like two hotels there nearby either.
Well, I mean, there's hotels within like 20, 30 minutes for sure. Johnsonville and everything. Or Johnson City. What is it? Yeah, Johnson City.
Johnson City right south, yeah.
Yeah. And I hate using that as an excuse because I'm like, dude, if people cared enough to go to Bristol, they'll make it work. You know what I mean? It's just like, I know it's not the same as Talladega, but what's the nearest hotel to Talladega, right? And we sell that bitch out. So I'm just saying,
is the camping race of the world.
I know, but Darlington.
Okay.
Right? When I hear that excuse, and I'm not saying like that is necessarily an excuse because it is true. It is true. They do. I mean, that's a fact. They do jack up prices. I'm just like, I mean, we just need to get Bristol people more interested in Bristol again, and people are going to show up regardless. And this race did it. Speaking of which, my rating, I wrote it down before I heard yours.
All right.
9.2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what I gave Atlanta.
I know. And that's why I gave it. Because I was like, you know what? I like that Atlanta pick. And so
your second highest.
Yeah. That's my
second highest as well. I give it to you, bro. Yeah, I think this is.
And what was the other nine race? Atlanta, dog.
Atlanta. I gave Atlanta 9.2. Yeah. He gave Atlanta 9.8.
9.8.
Off the top rope.
It's one of the greatest races. Here's the thing.
You know what's got me fucking hype is that fucking spring, the Bristol. Look, me and Cody talked about this last week. He literally was like anti spring race for some reason. And I told him
people that live there.
I know. And I told him, like, I hope the spring race pops off. I had no idea about it, like a tire debacle. I was just hoping for like a decent race. Like, please give me a decent race.
For the
race.
Sake of Bristol.
Yeah. So the tire debacle makes this a fucking barn burner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's killing me? We haven't even talked about Denny winning this fucking race. Denny wins.
Yeah, I forgot. Denny won, by
Pimp
the way.
Daddy, Pimp Daddy Denny.
In a we different had, paint scheme.
We had
I'm still not sure how I feel about it.
We had legends, Truex, Keselowski third.
Yep.
Denny, Bad Boys for Life, rolling for the top three, duking it out with 10 to go. You couldn't ask for more. I mean, you could, but they were going for it.
Looking like a playoffs, like battling a final lap four traffic, playoffs.
So Denny wins the race. Spring race is a barn burner for a spring concrete race. Even, okay, I'll grant it. The dirt race was never my favorite, but I was like, okay, what? Let's do it if you're going to do it. And I was always like, this is just like fake fucking bullshit. This is like, this is just a gimmick. Like, it's a gimmick. It's it's no different than the fucking LA Coliseum to me. So we do the Bristol dirt race, whatever. But because the spring race always got was like this redheaded stepchild. It seemed always seemed like the spring race never got the love. And here it is. We see this barn burner fucking spring race. I cannot. I literally had no plans to go to the night race this year. I've made it vocal. I said, I'm done with Bristol last year. It's my last one. Hoorah. I'm trying to figure out where I'm sleeping for the night race this year because I'm going to goddamn Bristol.
I know where you're sleeping.
I'm already trying to figure out where I'm staying.
You're telling me you're not going to sleep on Cody's couch?
I'm trying to figure out where I'm going for the spring race next year. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing for the spring race next year because this shit was badass.
It's Cody's couch. I know the answer. It's Cody's couch.
Well, I got to figure it out because Cody ain't going to be home at the night race. We'll talk about that after the
party. You can still hop on this couch.
Yeah, honestly, his mom might let me stay there.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Jacob, shout out, boy, Sylvester, Georgia. I drove through there the other day, but I was too busy to say hey. And I felt
Damn, dude.
Unfortunately, I had to go to Albany.
That's fucked up.
Albany, Jacob. And you already know, Jacob. You already know. I was don't stay strapped, get clapped. You know, I was in the war zone.
That race Charlie was amazing. Everywhere. Only thing that would have made it better is more horsepower. That also would have tore up the tires more. Just saying. I'm always for more horsepower, but if we have tire issues,
you gotta do it on the fly.
If you're adding more horsepower to those cars, we're talking 20 laps and they're done. Like, that's, you know, just saying. That's my 2 cents on the more horsepower thing for this race specifically.
Well, there's something to it. Imagine if we had more horsepower and it burned these tires up at Dover. It burned these tires up in New Hampshire. Because we're not gonna get this tire compound again. This was like an anomaly thing, I think.
And that's what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is an correction, which I said earlier in the podcast, that I'm worried they're going to be like, oh, that was cool and all, but let's not let that happen again. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, so my thing is like, I just think this was anomaly. You either, okay. Have you been listening to Kevin Hart's podcast?
No, I haven't. Dude.
Okay. I've been listening to it while I run and they're going off.
Run. Hold on.
Okay, I know this physique may fool you, but I'm getting in Dega shape, baby.
You've been going on runs?
I've been getting in Dega prep, and I'm getting Creek body ready, and I'm going to present you a body you've never seen before. All right. I may post salt. So I may post sunflower seeds for lunch, and that's what it takes to get a physique like
this. You've been going on runs?
Yeah, honestly, I've been kicking ass.
How long do you run for? Like, what is your run regimen?
Just like a mile and a half before work.
Running to go grab another beer. Hey.
Okay, Joe. I'm going to take that as a compliment. And I'm gonna
take that as a compliment. It wasn't meant as one, but that's fine. You can take it as that.
I'm running. I'm working out. I'm golfing. And sometimes once in a blue moon, I do a little fucking. So.
Golf is working out for me. That's my workout. I'll go golf.
Yeah, golf is cardio. So anyways, there you go.
Because I'm always breaking new clubs.
Anyways, I don't even know where I was going now.
You've been listening to Kevin Harvick's podcast.
So Kevin's show's really good, dude. Kevin's podcast. He's on there cussing, and he said, "You give me tire fall off like that, I'll shut the fuck up about horsepower." I said,
"That's what I'm saying."
He said, "I preach about horsepower." Because I want tire fall off. But if you can make the tires fall off like that.
Yes, exactly. And
I won't. He goes, I won't. You bring tires like that every week. He wasn't talking about like wearing out like that. But he said, you give me tires that fall off, I won't bring up horsepower again. He said, give me a. And he's been advocate on his podcast. And it's like, it's Kevin. There's some weight carrying there. And he's like, I either want 1,000 horsepower or tire fall off.
Yes, he's totally right.
He said, give me one or the other and I'll shut up.
Right.
And he's, I was like, on about that. Okay, yeah. His podcast has actually been really good. Like, I'm surprised.
I mean, Denny bitched about it last year, you know, the tires that, like, yeah, there's just no fall off. Any good driver, I think.
Well, the week before, Denny and Kevin were talking about, I want horsepower, 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 horsepower.
Yes.
We have this crazy ass fucking Bristol race, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, maybe we don't really need the horsepower. We just need the Goodyear to get there.
Because, like I said, if you added horsepower to that race, it honestly would have ruined it a little bit because the tire fall off was so drastic. I mean, those tires wouldn't have lasted with any more horsepower. So I'm totally with him on that. He's spot on. You give me some tire fall off, and that makes
dude, for honestly, you get a long day. Put on one of his episodes, man. Kevin's like, I might been doing good. But dude, man, there were some players. Kate and Vince's opinion of the coach. I know why you agree, Nick. But dude,
if Andy likes it, then I'll give it a shot. I trust Andy.
Okay. Yeah, Andy's very reliable. He falls asleep after like two puffs, and
of his own shit. if they had 100 horsepower, those tires would have lasted 5 laps. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Welcome to the chat, Dalton.
Little did they know. Shout out RCR Dalton. We love you. Alumni of the show. I don't even know where I was going, to be honest. But
this is what happens when you come straight from the golf course to podcast.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
But, you're doing pretty good.
Honestly, this is a great episode. But I don't know, man. I think there's something to the next gen. There's something to the horsepower, some of the tires. And you just, I hate to even say, like, give us like two or three more seasons, and I think we might be seeing some of like the best fucking NASCAR we've ever seen.
Dude. Best NASCAR we've ever seen. Look, I'll say this.
This year's been good.
I was just going to say, dude, the fact that we've already had this Atlanta and this Bristol this year.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not
Daytona trying to was say, good. Vegas was good.
I'm not trying to sit here and build this bar like up and up and up. So when we go to fucking Nashville, we're like, I can't believe it. Dalton, I love you.
This episode's 9.8. Thank you, Andy.
Hey, I just don't want to sit here. I don't want to. You know what it is? Because I'm drinking this tall boy. And that's it. I don't want to sit here and like we raise the bar so high. We get so bougie and we're like, I can't believe Sonoma was this boring. You know,
Sonoma, more like
Baroma,
Snoozoma. That's the best I could come up with on the spot.
So I said Boroma.
That was, I don't know which one was worse.
I don't know. I don't give a shit.
I don't fucking care.
I bought my speaker again, and here we go. But dude, I don't know. If we don't get Lit Dakota and Dega, Dalton, you know, you've been doing this for me a while now, like. You've been going to Dega with me, like, probably more than most of the people in the group chat. Am I wrong?
How many Degas has he been to? Three?
Well, let me turn my volume up on the computer. I'm going deaf. Dalton's been with me for, like, the last three or four Degas, dude.
Papa Good, how deep are you, Papa buddy? Papa Good,
God damn, I love that son of a bitch. God,
he's deep, him. Man. He came straight from the links, straight from the golf course. He's out
deep
here.
Deep are you, buddy? I think I drank four or five on the course.
Coda will knock us back down to earth. Hot take, Nick. I kind of agree with you here. I think Coda's going to remind us, like, hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, the first road course. So, I think I drank four or five beers on the course, and then I drank one on the ride home. And I got home and opened this tall boy. And I'm fucking there, man.
Hell yeah.
And three Degas for Dale. And Dalton, look, if anybody in the group chat here is going with us to Dega, I know this is a interface, but let this preach that Dalton can vouch for the choir that we do Dega right.
Yeah.
We got Dega going on. Yeah. And if anybody has a good time, Dalton does. So if any of y'all are skeptical about what's going to happen to your soul and your bank account and your marriage at Dega, let Dalton be that. Let Dalton lead you to the water.
Just let you know that I'm going to heaven, I'm rich, and I'm married.
And just to let you know, the reason I'm wearing all black is because I'm going to hell. My wife sort of loves me, and I might be the devil.
So, yeah, might be. I don't know.
We're going to Coda. I think
I'm excited about Coda.
I'm excited about Dega every fucking day of my life. Literally every day I do some sort of pinch in the fucking bucket of working towards Dega. And
I wish more people understood your obsession with us going to Dega.
It all comes to fruition when we fucking get there, does it not?
No, it. I mean, it's the best, and I know.
Like, I work hard at this shit. Like, I literally put a year's worth of work into Dega.
Yeah,
I know it seems like just a couple tents and chairs, but like, this is me, man.
Well,
like,
this year,
I don't know why they haven't hired
more than tents and chairs.
Yes, so like, I don't know. It's really grown into a whole thing, and I bitch about it constantly. But I'm like. This is like my baby.
And there's no stopping this. Like,
yeah, I'm already like, hey, maybe this is like, you know, let's slow this down. But I'm no.
This is snowballed into like a whole thing.
For literally like 2 or 3 years, I've been trying to get Papa Good to come fucking camp and cook with us.
You know, I think you should leave the episode with the piss pants.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm too far deep in this thing. I can't stop it. I can't turn it around. We just gotta let it roll. That's Dega now. We just gotta let it roll.
Yeah,
just,
I'm here now, man. Dega Jesus in the house.
It's too far deep.
Dega Jesus in the house.
Can't
fucking
wait.
Yeah, we gotta fucking talk after this show.
Oh Lord.
No, good stuff.
More planning.
No, just talking shit. I ain't talked to you since
I'm best man in my brother's wedding, and I've been more planning for Dega.
Facts.
I don't know if that's a good thing. By the way, I've been growing out the mullet, and I don't know if I told you, but my brother's wedding is right before Dega.
Yeah, you told me you couldn't do it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be cutting off like all my hair.
So I've been talking to the boys. We talked last week with the guests of the show, everybody that joined. Should we all shave mustaches for Dega?
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
100%.
Okay, I don't know if you saw how long my beard's getting, but my beard's like the longest it's ever been.
It is long.
My beard's getting nasty, and I love it, but I'm like, I want to see how long I can go with my beard, but I'd hate to shave it before Dega and regret every bit of it.
Yeah, but the mustache is probably real fat right now, too.
Or I'll be like, wow, look at this fat tub of lard with his mustache.
Hey, Matt, coming to Bristol, we'll have a chariot and golf game before the race. That'd be sick.
That's something I was going to talk to you about.
Okay.
Papa Good, count me in, buddy. Let's go. Run it back. You know what's crazy?
Mustaches. We're getting mustaches, a lot of support. Okay.
Mustache love. So I went and played a course in the mountains I'd never fucking played before with Papa Good, and I shot an 88, and he shot a 92, and I'd never played there in my life, and I played like – I literally was like, I'm playing with Papa Good. I'm so fucking nervous. I got to play good. Like, and I literally like – I had the perfect amount of sips, played a fucking great game, and Papa Good played good. And we played like neck and neck, hole for hole. And I literally was like, how did I break 90 on this course I've never fucking played before?
Hell yeah.
In the mountains. It was cool. And so we talked about if I come back to night race, we're going to run it back. We need to fucking do it.
I mean, I would love to join in on that.
We'll see what we can pull out.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Hell yeah. Anyways, I mean, we're getting there. We're going to Austin this weekend, your home turf, your old stomping grounds.
No, we're going to Del Valle, Texas.
Circuit of the Americas. I love how I was like, yo, is anyone noticing they're not calling it Coda anymore? Like, Fox is like going to Austin. Got too many chins to shave this.
Mustaches and mullets, yeah.
Well, my mullet is in peak form.
Fuck, maybe I'll just like shave the whole head like Russian style and just have hair on the back.
Oh god!
Just so I can have a type of mullet.
Do whatever you need to do, bro. Yep. Fuck your brother should understand. To be honest,
it's not my brother; it's his fiance, I think. But
her opinion is irrelevant. To be honest,
I hope they're not watching right now.
Damn, I love it. Well, Connor, you're getting there, baby. But we'll allow it. I love you, dude. I'm super jealous I wasn't at the spring race. Maybe we need to make plans to just run up for the spring race next year, and or more worry about a chairgate and tailgate for the fucking fall race. We'll get there down the road.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking Coda. We're going to Austin. We're going to Tejas. Tamales for everybody. We're going to first road course of the year. The last couple road courses, I think, we're starting to produce a little bit of like race chemistry with the next gen. I don't know who to really bet on this week. I don't know who to think is a favorite or underdog. I think the last 3 years I've been like, fuck Coda, fuck Coda, fuck Coda. And I think this is the first year I'm like, you know what? I think Coda's starting to grow on me.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I think now it's like, hey, it's here to stay. It's making its run. And I think I'm like, you know, this actually is a nice place and a nice road course.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think I'll ever be okay with it.
You know, you know more about it. You've been there. I don't know. I'd love to go see it one day.
It's not for NASCAR. It's an F1 track.
I'd love to go see it one day.
Well, I might know some people in the area.
But I think COTA, man, I think it started like literally this year. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to be annoyed. Like, let's go to COTA. Let's see what happens. I think it has something has to do with it. This may be fucking stupid because my newer driver I'm rooting for either wrecks or wins. But Tyler Reddick won here last year, and he's fucking fast at road courses all of a sudden.
What would it take for you guys to give?
You know, Gerald, so I talked to a guy at work about this today. He was like, do you like anything other than NASCAR? And I was like, yeah, you know, Indy, I guess, and fuck F1. But, you know, I appreciate and respect IMSA and V8 supercars. I get it. I'm more of like, you know, my NASCAR in America. But
I've gotten so much more into sprint car racing that there's no way I take on another.
So I've been wanting to breach out into dirt racing, but I respect IMSA. I get it. Yeah. I literally just don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what they're doing.
Same. That's how I feel about IMSA doing as well.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I respect it. If there was one on and like I was sitting on the couch, I would put it on.
If I was at a buddy's house and he liked IMSA and he had it on, I'd probably give it a try.
I couldn't name you a driver though. I have no idea.
Yeah.
The closest I get to IMSA is a Rolex 24.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
100%.
Not knocking it. I just like, after Rolex 24, I'm like, anyways, Daytona 500 and NASCAR season.
I mean, let's be honest. We do the same thing with IndyCar.
Yeah. Let me know when the Indy 500 is. That's kind of where I'm at. And speaking of Indy 500, isn't it the same day as the Coke 600? Sebring,
never tried Sebring. We bring couch up to the race.
Speaking, Gerald, I saw some posts on Twitter about how fucking wild Sebring is getting. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but Sebring is like a IMSA Dega. It looked like I saw people sharing stuff on Twitter, and they were like, "Yo, Sebring gets me fucking lit. Sebring is the tits," and I was like, is Sebring a thing? I have no idea. And they were like burning couches and cars and like fucking playing Skinnerd. I don't have no idea. But apparently Sebring is like they're wild ass Dagger IMSA race. I don't even know where Sebring is. I have no idea.
Florida.
Okay. Touche.
I think my issue with IMSA and all that is I just can't get it. I like oval racing. Like, it's just at the end of the day. Oh. I like oval racing, and I think that's why I could get so much into dirt racing was I like the art form of oval racing because it is an art form. And when you start doing road courses, like, that's fun for video games and stuff, but I'm not trying to be a meanie or rude.
Not knocking it, but goddamn.
I'm being honest. I'll play like Gran Turismo all day. I love that shit. But when it comes to like watching the racing, maybe I just don't get it. And I just don't care to, if that sounds like
you rude bastard.
It's about 500 times more than anything you've ever seen. No, I'm sorry. You're saying that it's 500 times more than Dega?
Gerald, I love the confidence and I respect the shit out of you.
That can't be what he's trying to say, I think.
Send Chairgating some fucking posts and show us what Sebring's all about. Would be welcome to like dip my toes in the water and see what it's about. But goddamn, I'll let you know that fucking I'm getting a Talladega chest piece and I wear it on my with a fucking cape that Talladega goes fucking hard. And
I don't think there's a race that goes harder, to be honest.
I don't know what to say.
Look, but, I've been to the Chili Bowl, I've partied there. I heard that was like
Dildo Derby race. Oh,
and
my
Chili
God.
Bowl is sick too. Like there's some good ones up there. I'm just saying, like, there's no way Sebring is 500 times.
Yeah. I still can't name a driver. Gerald. But I'll take you up on your offer. Let me know when an IMSA race is coming up. I'd love to tune in. All right. I'm interested. You have my attention. I'll say that. You had me at Derby race. You really had me locked in with dildos. But We're going to COTA. We're going to the road course. This is what, our fourth COTA race? Does the first one count? The rain race?
No, that even count? Honestly, that one, that's...
So they gave that one to Chase Elliott. Blah. Then Ross Chastain rolled into one with the boot and bump. Then last year, Reddick dominated and kicked their ass. So I really don't know what to think with this race with underdogs and picks. But we got our first road course of the year. I'm honestly like, let's see some left and rights. Let's see who brought their shit. I have my eyes on Trackhouse. I don't know who's going to do good or do bad. But
yeah, Indy 500 is up there, obviously.
I'd love to for us to do a Chairgate in Indy 500 one year. I'd love to. So that's the thing. Indy 500 is the same day as the Coke 600. Which one are we going to do?
I mean,
Coke 600 is like 4 hours from your house. Indy's like 14 hours from your
house. Yeah, that's the thing. If if I do Indy 500, I want to wait for us to kind of like 10 years when I can ball out.
I want to go when I'm like 45.
Because I'm guessing, this is just an assumption, I don't know enough about it.
45 and divorce.
But I'm guessing, twice for you, but I'm guessing it's similar to the Daytona 500 in terms of like how much I'm going to be paying to stay in the area and to like get access to stuff. I'm guessing I'm going to need to drop probably like a couple thousand dollars on this trip. So
I'd imagine.
I'm not.
The Coke 600 I can do for like $40.
Exactly. And speaking of which, we got to get on those tickets. If you get those tickets, let me know. I'll Venmo you. Whatever.
We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I'm fucking excited about COTA. I'll go ahead and start with the underdog. I'll let you do an underdog, and then you do your main pick, and I'll do my main pick.
Okay.
I'm fair. All right. You didn't give a pick last week because you were doing recon and Tejas, drinking tamales.
I was at a rodeo.
You were slurping chimichangas down on Latina Mills at the Houston rodeo. I don't want to hear shit. I've been teeing this thing up for you.
Dude, I got so hyped watching that Mexican OT, by the way.
Dude, goddamn.
All his Houston Mexican shit. I was like, let's fucking
all my
go.
Shoulders go. Got shot as motherfucker, however he said it. I'm going to start with my underdog of the week. Well, fuck. Does it count if he has a win this year? Fuck. It does.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was thinking, that doesn't count. I'm going to back up, and I'm going to take a little advice from one of my buddies. I'm going to go with 38 of Todd Gilliland.
Suarez would have been a good pick, by the way.
Has a truck win here at Circuit of the Americas. The 38. Furniture Row has been going off this season with all this Penske help or RFK help. What is it? Penske help. And I'm taking the 38, Todd Gilliland, underdog. Ain't been really doing shit, but FRM is making moves. Michael McDowell is making moves. I'm going to take him from underdog. Fords.
I'm just like scrolling through. The names.
I ain't even looking. I'm going off the top of my head, bro.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want?
Oh, damn, Wi-Fi. It'd be nice if you fucking work.
I don't know. Well, Ricky Stenhouse.
Oh, God, that's a terrible pick.
Is it? You think?
No. You do you, man. He's terrible at road courses, isn't he? He's never been known for road courses.
Yeah, I know he hasn't. But I don't know. Okay, you know what? All right, let me switch my pickup.
All right, I got a pen
because this is what was happening. I was looking at last year's running, and this name didn't come up when I was looking at that list. But I just thought about it.
All right,
Ty Gibbs.
Wow, dude, that is a big changeup. What a pick! Why didn't I think of that?
Right, I was like looking at last year's results. And Ricky finished like pretty good. And I was like, all right, whatever. That's the highest, whatever. And then I was like, wait a minute. There's a name not on.
That's a solid pick. That's way better than my pick, honestly.
I know. That's a pretty solid pick.
Underdog. Big heavy hitter. Ty Gibbs' win is coming.
Me and Andy, dude, we are on the same.
He fucking destroyed Bristol. He was like one of the best fucking Bristol.
I know. Yeah,
back
he's
the
hot.
Front, out of the front. So hot right now. That Ty Gibbs is so hot.
Damn, dude. Andy commented this when I was saying it, too. That's crazy.
All right, well, then we're going to roll right into the fucking week. And I fucking, oh, my God, I hate to do this. Actually, I don't hate to do this.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to, actually, can I pick first?
Go ahead.
Could I go ahead and take Tyler Reddick?
You can.
You can. Is that who you're going to pick?
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. You can have Tyler.
You're going, no, I just wrote him down for your
pick. No, I'm fucking with you. You can take Tyler.
You're fucked. You're fucked. I don't want him now. I don't want him now. So I already wrote you down for 45s, honestly. And this is an inked. It doesn't go back. So right, you got cool. The 45 of Tyler Reddick.
I'll take it, man.
I'm going to take a guy that has been super fucking like lost lately. I don't even know why I'm taking this guy, to be honest with you. I'm going to take the fucking, well, I don't even know what car he's in, the 16 or 13. AJ Allmendinger. I'm taking AJ Allmendinger. He's pretty good at road courses. He throws these plugs out there. He fucking does good sometimes. He was like in the background of Ross Chastain's win. I don't know if he's in 13 or 16.
I can't believe you just gave up Tyler Reddick for that.
No, you picked him first.
I know, but I was fucking with you. You can have him if you
want. I was going to choose Reddick, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you can have him. That's why I said it. I was just fucking with you.
Well, I already wrote it in pen, dude.
All right, fine. I'll take him.
I'm just writing AJ. I don't know what fucking car he's in, to be honest with you. And Colleague ain't been doing shit. This is a terrible pick. I was going between AJ and SVG, but I'm such a SVG hater and acknowledge his non-existence that I didn't want to pick him.
Fair.
What's next week? Richmond next week? Let me just go ahead and write that down. Dega is slipping and slipping closer and closer and closer to being in our fucking existence.
I know. And the
flight when we're 2 weeks out, dude, I'm not even gonna be like fucking functional.
Who's the lock to be the first driver? One driver turn one at the start.
Austin Cindric.
Yeah,
dude. The Austins are having a bad go at it, mate.
Yeah, that's
Austin
true. Dillon
and Austin Cindric.
You know, just pick the Austins.
They are not having a good time, and it is time to fucking hit the ejectocito button.
They are French frying when they're supposed to be pizzing this whole season.
Yes.
And they're not
going to If you're going to French fry when you're supposed to pizza,
you're going to have a bad time.
I was thinking about the turtle off of Finding Nemo.
What the fuck? All right. I think that means we're done.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
That'll fucking do it, man. Another episode, Bristol Banks, baby. I think you can look at us coming at a race near you soon because we're going to Dega soon. And we're going to Coda, Richmond, Martinsville, Dega? Which one's before Dega? Dover?
Yeah.
Something like that. Dega's coming up. We're going to talk about it every week, but that pretty much precedents all these races.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
We're going left and right this weekend. We're going back to Tejas. And, hey, man, fucking get you some Pokemon cards and get a collection and see what you find.
That's right. Peace.
I love you, motherfucker. Peace.